WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Monday morning. Normally, we would be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo at this time, but he had an appointment this morning he couldn't change, so he is going to join us next week instead, but he wanted to wish all of the listeners out there a happy Thanksgiving. And that means that we have this entire hour for you and I, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning. I was calling to reply to Mary with the physician thing.
Sure.
You guys did mention that mammograms were a higher risk if you got them at a young age. Not that it was a myth, because it still does diagnose, but you guys did mention that you could get yourself in a higher risk position if you've had multiple done. So I just wanted Mary to know that it's not something that they're depleting, but you're less likely to have to go for them unless you feel the need.
So they're probably encouraging more for younger people, more self-exams.
Yes. Basically, don't go so much for the mammogram unless you feel there's something wrong or a doctor feels there's a need for testing.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, any kind of imaging is always going to come with some risk.
Yes, exactly. Everything's with a risk. And same with physicians. It's a practice thing. Everybody knows their body. And a physician's just there to basically give you inputs into different ways to help you, but it's all in how you feel as the patient.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you
and
that
it's always good to get second opinions.
Oh, sure. But I mean, I can tell you, you know, as a man, that's the advice that we get. You know, we don't go in for scans for testicular cancer. We're told to do self-examinations in the shower, and then if something doesn't feel right, then go in for an exam, then go in for a scan.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
No problem. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you.
And 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in on that. We were also talking in the last hour, I brought up toy stores and how, because basically I was talking about the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it's not the Macy's Day Parade. Please don't call it that. It drives me crazy when people call it that. But it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But when that parade, like that's when you would see the holiday commercials. They wouldn't start until then or usually Thanksgiving weekend. So maybe the day after Thanksgiving, Friday night, like CBS would have one of its holiday specials to kick off the holiday special season. And that's when you would see the toy commercials. You know, you didn't really see them before then. Well, usually I think you got a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on Wednesdays. Usually the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. But on Friday, you might get maybe the Garfield Christmas. I think one of the ones they used to show very early was always the Chipmunk Christmas. So you would get those kind of early in the day and then early in the season. And then you would have the, you know, your Rudolphs, your Frosties, all that kind of stuff when you got closer to actual Christmas. But you usually had something to kick off the season. Do you remember, too, like Thanksgiving afternoons? So the parade would get over at noon when Santa Claus comes out at the end of the parade. The parade's over at noon. And then at noon, usually Channel 38 would show the Mouse on the Mayflower. And you would put it on because it was like the only Thanksgiving animated special that was on Thanksgiving. But oh my God, I thought that was so boring. The Mouse on the Mayflower. Ugh. Fell asleep watching it every year. But anyway, you would get these toy commercials. So I was talking about how, you know, without toy stores, there isn't that emphasis anymore on getting like the big toy book and all those kind of things and seeing those commercials. And Steve had called in and mentioned how, you know, model shops have kind of gone away as well. Like, I remember there was one in Buzzards Bay. And there was, then they had a remote control stuff store in Wareham, but then they had a lithium ion battery fire. But there's a booth that sells models at the Cove Antique Center at Kilburn Mill. And I'm kicking myself because I went there one time to buy something else. And when I was looking at the model section, he had a Trans Am model, an 80s Trans Am. And I was like, oh, I want to buy this, but it didn't have a price tag on it. So I went and I asked how much it was. And they called him and he wanted like $50 for it. And I said, oh, that's more than I want to spend. Like if it was like $25, $30, I would have got it, but not for $50. Because I'm not that good at putting models together. So I was, you know, I was like, man, I'll put it back maybe next time. And then it was gone. Somebody else must have bought it because it's never been there since. But that's like one of the only places I know where you can still get models is. And if you walk around, there's a couple of different booths that have some model kits, some model airplanes, things like that. But you don't see them in stores anymore. Walmart had a little end cap of them, or like a little thing set up in the middle of one of the aisles where they had some models. But then that was a couple of years ago, and I haven't seen them since. Steve mentioned that you can get them at Michael's, so maybe I'll go check that out and see what they have there. But because I was going to do the horror models. You know, they have like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I was going to do some of those, but I just didn't have enough trust in my skill. I was never very good at them. I did two models in my life to completion myself. Other times if I got a model, I'd be like, I'd start it and I wouldn't feel confident about it. And I'd give it to my cousin and he would finish it for me because he was really good at it. But the only two that I completed myself were I did the General Lee. And it came out okay, but like one of the doors was crooked and I could never get it straight. And then I did the Enterprise, and I did the Enterprise kind of backward, and I had to switch the deck around, which involved me almost breaking it. But yeah, model's not my thing. But I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try and get into it. But then I couldn't find them anywhere. But when we were talking about those toy stores, people were sending in some suggestions of where they used to get their toys from. But I mean, one of the places where I got a lot of toys from when I was younger, I mentioned, you know, Child World. We were a Child World family because there wasn't a lot of Toys R Us stores around. So, and I, for some reason, I remember Child World having like really high shelves that went up really far. And you're like, oh, I want that, you know, He-Man figure that's way at the top. Could just be because, you know, I was smaller. But I also remember like you could go play video games there. They had the Nintendo set up and you could play video games there. And like nobody was like, all right, you played enough and move you along. I stayed at the Child World in the Hanover Mall for, I don't know, 2 hours playing Chippendale's Rescue Rangers and almost beat the game. Nobody moved me along. Back in those days, I think, you know, most people already had Nintendo at home, so they weren't trying to play it in the store anyway. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Ken. Joey Sackfield.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right.
You know, I just want to bring up, you know, the taxes that went up on the residents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over a week, we never heard from a city councilor, right? Even though you did put out there, if anybody wants to talk about it, call in, and nobody did. And they do listen, believe it or not. They do listen to you.
Oh, I believe it.
Okay. They usually feel smart, but then they tell you what they were said. But I'm more about Councilor Oliver, okay? Do you realize what he did Saturday morning?
No.
Okay. He had the nerve to tax me and say, I got my pants on. Give me a call if you want to talk. Okay? Now, 7 o'clock, why didn't he call the station and explain to his constituents at New Bedford? Because I get a lot of people like Bill Usek, for instance. I don't live in New Bedford, so I shouldn't be able to call in and talk about politics. You know? So my concern with Oliver is he's trying to do damage control, because he did call me. And I said to him, I answered the phone, and he tried to explain to me why he voted like that. He shouldn't be explaining it to me. He should be explaining it to his constituents. Okay? But did he do that? No. Okay? So why I'm worried about this is that I asked him about, I've made a lot of allegations against a lot of people. Right? Haven't I?
Yes.
Okay. I said to him, why isn't anybody taking me to court for slander? You know what a politician had the nerve to tell me? He had the nerve to say to me, were they going to get blood out of a rock? So in other words, I'm a nobody. I don't have no money. I have no nothing to. You know that? You know my response to him was?
No, I wouldn't know that.
Well, I want to tell you what I said to him. I said, Counselor, they'll have the satisfaction of shutting Billy Saffiola's mouth. They'll have the satisfaction saying, we shot him up. That's a lot of things mean to tell somebody, what are you going to get out of a rock? That's the way they talk to their constituents. They don't want to hear the truth. He's got a lot of nerve, and he's going to be on the... It's amazing how he's going to be with Chris. He told me he's going to be on Chris' show this morning.
Well, I would expect that he'd be on this week with Chris, sure.
Of course, he's going to be on today. He told me that over the phone on Saturday. I wonder if he lost any sleep trying to figure it out to text me at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Well, that's probably just when he got out of work.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to the radio. That's what he said last time when he was going to be on his program, when he was talking about Burgo. Talking about Manny Barreto. Oh, I didn't hear it until I pulled him through the parking lot. He knew he was going to be on with Crystal, and you know Crystal was going to ask him that question. But it's amazing how they worry more about Gilly Saffiolas than to worry about the constituents. Because, you know, Gilly Saffiolas, and you know the truth. I should mind my business and worry about Fall River. But yet, she doesn't call in and defend and say the same thing to people that call from Fall River, people that call from Dartmouth, people that call from Acushnet. Why doesn't she call and tell them that? You don't live in the city. Mind your business, like she did to me.
I do think people would be surprised. You know, how many of the folks that call in to talk about things that go on in the city don't actually live in the city?
I lived in the city since 1959 when I came from Greece, okay? And I was involved in politics way before, like in the 70s, okay? So I don't want to hear, I don't live. Nobody helped me, like Ian, running that commercial with the lady. Whoa, I got evicted. I wasn't seen Ian, and he got me this, and he got me that. I went to him. He didn't get me this and got me that. I got myself because I complained about the senior citizens at Trip Tower when they had the bathrooms, the handicapped bathrooms. I complained about Steve Beauregard having the bathroom shut down and they couldn't use the handicapped bathrooms. And they got all together and I got thrown out of New Bedford. I tried to get housing in New Bedford, and I live over where on Hathaway Road for a whole year paying that rent. I finally got housing in Fall River because nobody helped me. And I stuck up for people like I usually do. But you have city councilors that don't want it. Nobody's called in and defended why they vote for him. And he has the nerve. You knew that the taxes were going up. Everybody knew the taxes. But did you have to vote for it? 5 other people didn't vote for it. Why didn't you just stay in yourself from voting? walk outside like everybody else does.
Well, he'll be on with Chris, and you can call back and ask him then.
You know what I mean? I just want to bring the facts out there, okay, and I'm going to put something on the air right now, okay? And in the future, they're going to say, you know, Julie Saffiolis is right again. Oliver has no plans to run for higher office. His plan is to be in the correctional system. His plan is to be a sheriff. And you're going to see that happen. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. That's his goal. You'll see he ain't going to run for nothing else.
All right. Thank you
for your time, sir.
Have a good day. All right. Let me take one more call, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Wow. Thank you so much. Gilly, we love you. Wow. But, okay. So I just want to respond to what Mary said.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. I have to do this. And everybody, whether it's going to give you the imaging, is cancer causing a lot of the dyes we put in our bodies for certain imaging is cancer causing. But here's the thing. If you do not get your yearly mammogram, mammography, however they do it, I have very dense breasts. And it's like I have to get the deep imaging. So what I'm trying to say is, you guys, you've got to get it done every year, because here's the thing. If you end up with breast cancer, or you end up with cancer and they find out that it metastasized itself from your breast, the insurance company is going to fight you tooth and nail and not want to pay for nothing. Why? Because you didn't do your yearly mammogram. So no matter what, unfortunately, Mary, imaging, yes, has a grade, high grade of cancer causing, whatever. But here's the thing. If you do get cancer and you didn't do your mammogram, the insurance company is going to pay you. They will win. They will fight it, and they will win. You can fight it. They're going to win. You're going to lose. So do it irregardless, because you know what? You don't want the stress. You don't want that stress.
All right.
Of saying, oh, my God, my insurance isn't going to cover it because I didn't do what's free. It's free to get done. This is why it's free. The insurance companies want it to be free so they know what they're in for if you test positive. But if you don't do it and you find out during somewhere after your scheduled appointment for that, you're going to be like stressed out about like, how do I get them to pay for it? No, they're going to be like, well, she didn't do what she was supposed to do. So I just wanted to put that out there. You have to. And the denser your breasts are, it's so important to, any woman's breast is important, and men too, believe it or not. There's an uptick in men's breast cancer, believe it or not. So It's something you want your doctor, as males, your doctor at the clinic there, maybe he'll talk about that, how important it is just for him to even just give you the field touch. So I just wanted to put that out there. And we all love Gilly. Gilly, you should get your own merchandise. Gilly Saffiolis. Saffiolis, Saffiolis. Is there a spice named Saffiolis? There should be.
All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. I do got to go to a break here. Before I go to the break, though, as I mentioned, Stevie's Wine and Spirits is the place to go pick up all of your Thanksgiving liquor needs, whether it's beer, wine, whether maybe you want to bring some rum, some tequila, some bourbon. But it's also, you know, it's a great place to go and get all the different kinds of beers. Stuff that you can't find anywhere else, or stuff that, you know, sells out very quickly. Like this year, the Sam Adams Winter Break Variety Pack, it's going like crazy out of all the stores, but they've got it over there. In fact, they were restocking on Saturday night because I went and grabbed one myself. And that has, if you're not familiar, the Winter White Ale, the Winter Lager, a brand new one for this winter, the Cold Brew, which is inspired by the espresso martini. And, of course, the seasonal favorite, Old Fezziwig. So they have that Sam Adams variety pack right now and a whole bunch more. All at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Let me get a break in here. When we come back, we will get the news with Mike Roberts. And then on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Welcome back, and we're going to be going into the news with Mike Roberts, but a reminder that we have a new contest up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We are giving away tickets to see Straight No Chaser at MGM Music Hall at Fenway on December 4th. It is an a cappella holiday show, and if you would like to be going to that, you can enter to win now at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. We are only taking entries through the program on Wednesday morning. So you have today, tomorrow, and until 9 a.m. on Wednesday to get your name in to enter. And then we're going to pick our winners, and they'll be going to see that great big holiday show on Thursday, December 4th. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. All right, let's go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
An Ohio police officer acquitted of murder. Traveling without a real ID may cost you extra. And a follow-up to the Mamdani Trump visit.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is doubling down on his criticism of a few Democratic lawmakers for telling military members to ignore unlawful orders.
In a pair of posts on his social website Saturday, the president said those lawmakers should be in jail right now, calling their message to members of the U.S. military sedition at its highest level. Trump added that many legal scholars agree that, in his words, Democrat traitors told the military to disobey my orders. In their video, the group of Democratic lawmakers, several of which are military veterans, did not say what orders would be illegal, but noted soldiers are required to refuse them. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
President Trump touting the meeting he had with New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House. It was all smiles as the two spoke to reporters from the Oval Office on Friday, with Trump saying he feels very confident that Mamdani will do an effective job. He added that the better Mamdani does, the happier he'll be because he loves New York. Both men rushed off questions about trading insults when Mamdani was running for office. Meanwhile, yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, Mamdani said he still believes Trump is a fascist.
Everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe. And that's the thing that I think is important in our politics, is that we don't shy away from where we have disagreements, but we understand what it is that brings us to that table.
An Ohio police officer has been acquitted of murder in the 2023 shooting death of a pregnant black woman. Blunden Township police officer Connor Grubb had been charged with murder, involuntary manslaughter, and felonious assault after fatally shooting a 21-year-old Takiya Young. Body camera footage showed Grubb firing at her in the car as it rolled slowly towards the officer. She had allegedly stolen liquor from a grocery store. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's confident the U.S. won't enter a recession in 2026. Bessent made the reassurance during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press.
I am very, very optimistic on 2026. We have set the table for a very strong non-inflationary growth economy.
He did, however, acknowledge that certain sectors, such as housing, have felt pressure. President Trump says Marjorie Taylor Greene's decision to leave Congress is, quote, great news for the country.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Trump softened his tone a bit on Saturday.
I just disagreed with her philosophy. She started backing perhaps the worst Republican congressman in our history.
The president said once he withdrew his support, she resigned because she would never have survived a primary. The Georgia Republican announced her decision to resign on January 5th in a video posted on social media. She noted her fallout with the president and told supporters she's always been committed to representing everyday Americans, but has recognized that nothing gets better for them no matter which way the political pendulum swings. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The granddaughter of former President John F. Kennedy revealed that she has less than a year to live following a cancer diagnosis. Tatiana Schlossberg shared the news in a personal essay published in The New Yorker on Saturday, writing she has acute myeloid leukemia with a rare mutation. The 35-year-old mother of two wrote in the essay, quote, "Maybe my brain is replaying my life now because I have a terminal diagnosis and all of these memories will be lost." Schlossberg said doctors found the cancer after she gave birth to her second child in May of 2024 and spent most of her time since then in treatment, receiving bone marrow transplants, chemotherapy, and blood transfusions. It could soon cost travelers without a real ID or passport $18 to go through airport security. The money would go towards the costs of an alternative identity verification program that uses biometric data to verify identity. A public notice about the proposal was published on Thursday by the TSA, but no start date has yet been given. Automatic refunds are going out to millions of Amazon Prime members. It's the result of the company's $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. You should get an email from Amazon asking you to claim the money through PayPal or Venmo if you're entitled to the automatic refund, or you can choose to get a check in the mail.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Red Hot Patriots continue their win streak over the Bengals, 26-20 yesterday. Celtics over the Magic, 138-129. And the Bruins losing to the Sharks, 3-1. Bees back to work on Wednesday.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly sunny today, dry and cool. High temperature this afternoon around 48. A clear start tonight, then turning partly cloudy overnight. Lows down to 35. Mostly cloudy Tuesday with rain arriving by late day and early evening. Highs in the mid-50s. Rain likely Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Showers in the morning. Drier by afternoon. High near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. Got to love a little sparks in the morning. And speaking of sparks, if you're not really getting them in the bedroom, men, well, that's something that the Ultimate Men's Clinic can help you with. They can help you with all different aspects of men's health, especially here in Men's Health Awareness Month. That's what November is, Men's Health Awareness Month. So it could be your performance in the bedroom. It could be your just day-to-day life. Maybe you're feeling just some general malaise and you don't understand why. Maybe you need to lose some weight and nothing seems to be working. These are all great reasons to reach out to the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford. You can call them at 508-505-9100 or visit them online at theultimatemensclinic.com. As Dr. Jack and his team like to say, don't wait. Your best self is just a visit away. And so why not reach out to them and talk to them? I know you're not comfortable bringing this stuff up. You think if you just ignore it, it'll go away. It'll change on its own. But it hasn't yet, right? And that's why you want to talk to Dr. Jack and the team over there at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. You've heard him here on the program. You know you can trust him. You know you can feel comfortable telling him just about anything. So give them a call again, 508-505-9100, or visit them at 827 Pleasant Street, Suite 2 in New Bedford. But the best way to find out about everything they can offer you at the Ultimate Men's Clinic is by going to their website, theultimatemensclinic.com. That's theultimatemensclinic.com. One of the stories that we didn't really get to discuss last week because we put it up late Friday, but the New Bedford Police Department teamed up with state police on a crackdown on illegal scooters and mopeds throughout the city. This happened last Thursday, and it resulted in 13 vehicles towed, 64 citations handed out, and 12 arrests. And this was a combination of the Police Department's Organized Crime Intelligence Bureau and the newly formed Crime Reduction Team. Those two groups partnered with Massachusetts State Police on this crackdown. And when Chief Thody came in, this is one of the things that people were complaining about, right? People complained that this is something that had gotten out of hand and they didn't like the previous administration's approach to handling the situation, which was there's not much we can do about it. We can go try to find out where they're garaging them, but we can't chase them down because it's too dangerous to put our police officers on their trail when they can go over things that police cars can't go over, cruisers can't go over, and they can go through neighborhoods. And plus now you're putting all the people at risk, the general public. So that was something that under Chief Oliveira, they did not want to do. Well, in this particular case, they took a different approach. They used the Massachusetts State Police Air Wing Unit. They used the canine unit. And those groups helped to track down these folks. So, yeah, you can't chase them on the ground level, but they were able to chase them from above and find where they were going with these illegal scooters and mopeds and other such vehicles. And this wasn't the only operation that they've done in recent weeks to crack down on this. Police had also been doing some things on their own and were able to see some vehicles and make some arrests. So they are trying to put a stop to this problem. And if you are somebody that has been terrorized by this, well, know that the police are doing more than ever to try to put a stop to it. I can give you the quote that Chief Thody said regarding this operation. He said, our priorities are the safety of our residents and the overall quality of life in our neighborhoods. We will continue to aggressively focus on issues like this one that directly impact our community. So this was an 8-hour operation they ran last Thursday. And it was New Bedford police that made 3 arrests, issued 1 summons, towed 3 scooters and mopeds, and issued 9 citations. State police made 9 arrests, issued 10 summonses, 55 citations, and towed 10 vehicles. So obviously, having those resources made a big difference. Having the state police involved made a big difference. They also had a court clerk present at police headquarters during the operation to assist with processing cases and setting bail. But let me tell you some of these other arrests and operations they had in relation to this. On November 7th, detectives led a targeted operation resulting in 10 stops, 5 arrests, 12 citations, and 10 scooters and mopeds towed. On November 10th, they issued 2 criminal citations to 2 juveniles for scooter-related offenses, towed 2 scooters, and later located a garage on Crapo Street containing numerous scooter parts and a stripped-down scooter frame. On November 11th, officers conducted 4 additional stops, issued one citation, towed one scooter, and arrested two individuals on outstanding warrants. On November 12th, officers stopped two scooters, issued two citations, towed two scooters, and arrested two individuals. And on November 13th, officers stopped three scooters and mopeds, made two arrests, issued four citations, and towed three vehicles. And I heard some concern over the weekend. They're like, well, you know, how many of these are actually the kids or the young people? You know, they're not all kids. Some of them are adults who are committing crimes on these vehicles. But how many of them were those compared to stopping people, say, who had to get to work and this is their only means of transportation? Well, I think, you know, the police understand those situations. And so those folks might have just gotten, you know, a citation, if even that at all. You know, they're looking for the people who are acting foolishly on these things. They're looking for people who are riding them in ways that are dangerous to them and to the public. And they even shared a video. They didn't show the whole thing, but they shared a video of somebody pulling out on one of these mopeds right into the traffic, and I guess they got hit, but they didn't show that part in the video. But just to show the seriousness of this. I see the caller on hold. I can't let you call in a third time. It's supposed to be one call per show. I can't let you call in a third time. Save it for tomorrow. But if anybody else wants to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I've got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Over the last few years, things have gotten weird.
And for our kids, these things can be overwhelmingly stressful.
Scientific research
and real life experience
tell us that the number one antidote to stress is authentic, trusted relationships.
That's why I am committed to building and maintaining a trusted space.
This is a trusted space.
Access free films and resources to build trusted spaces in your schools and communities at atrustedspace.org.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
All right, welcome back in. And remember that upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And speaking of energy, have you turned your heat on yet? I thought about it yesterday. For some reason yesterday, I still haven't yet. Well, I use the electric heaters. So I do, you know, like, so if I'm in my office at home, well, my office slash living room, I'll put the little heater in there that I plug in. And then when I'm in the bathroom, I'll have that one running because the bathroom gets really cold. But other than that, I haven't turned anything on. In my room, I just use the electric blanket when I'm sleeping. And but I haven't turned the actual gas furnace on. Yesterday I thought about it because for some reason I just couldn't get the chill out of the house yesterday, out of the apartment. But I eventually got to the point where I was fine. And I just kept thinking, like, I'm so close to Thanksgiving now. I just want to make it to Thanksgiving. Yes. Well, that's why C2S Energy can help you, because you don't have to worry about that. But I held on. And now I think that it's, by the way, it wasn't Gilly that was trying to call in a third time. I'm getting some messages. It wasn't him that was trying to call in a third time. It was somebody else. Listen, on a slow day, I'll take a second call, but I just can't set a precedent where if I take a third call, then everybody's going to want a third call. And then, you know, then how can you say to somebody, sorry, you can't call again, when you let somebody else do it? So nothing personal, but just got to keep reins on the show. So, and speaking of keeping reins on things, we've got Santa Claus. Get it? Reins, reindeer, reins, Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going to be joining us on December 13th. It's going to be a Saturday afternoon. We're going to do it from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm going to be here with Santa Claus. We're going to be taking calls from all the kids. It's brought to you by the Firefighters Union, but we're going to have Santa Claus here in studio taking calls from the kids, and we're going to just let them tell Santa what they want for Christmas. And he does a great job of getting through as many of those calls as possible. So 4 to 6 on December 13th. All right, speaking of calls, let me take a couple here. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. I can't believe that Eversource is just being a free reign, like it's just a pass that pretty much hurt everybody. They're just charging whatever they want. It's crazy.
I mean, and now with, you know, the winter coming, people's bills are going to jump through the roof anyway. And so they've got everybody going out and trying to do all the energy upgrades for people, like as if that's going to help. You know, like, okay, you're going to help me put some more weather stripping on my door. It's still going to cost me $600 a month for my heat.
I paid cash for solar panels like 5 years ago, and I've had no electric bill up until this year. So obviously my contract with Eversource is one for one. So any electricity they have to buy from me, they have to pay the current rate to buy back. If they're not buying it back at a discounted rate. That's the reason why when you install solar panels, they're trying to match your output to your usage. They don't want to buy it back. So I hadn't had an electric bill up until this year, but they've gotten around that by not raising the rate, but raising the damn delivery charge.
Right, yeah.
So now I'm getting a bill every month, and it's because of the delivery charge, not because of my usage. My usage hasn't changed, and my output from the solar panels hasn't changed, but they're gonna get me another way. It's a little end around, you know? And I just don't get it. Like, and now you've got Maura Healey trying to allow them to triple our excise tax, and then now she said, you know, about them trying to do away with Prop 2.5. You know, she said, I'll look at anything that comes across my desk. And you've got Mayor Wu in Boston pushing for this, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where does it end?
I don't get it. Hey, listen, you know, I probably lean more left than anybody here on the station, but even I think excise taxes needs to just go away. Why are we paying a tax on something we already paid for?
It was supposed to. We made a deal, and it was never held. It never held. You know, they just stuck their fingers in their ears and made off like they never agreed to it.
All right, well, I got to hold you there, but thank you for the call. And caller, hang on. If we can get some time to get you in, we will. But I got to get one more break in before the end of the show. We'll be right back. All right. That's going to do it for me for today. Stick around for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. I see he has Sean Oliver coming in for the first hour. And they'll, of course, be taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. And don't forget, too, Barry is out today. He's taking the Mondays off for pretty much.